traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
The Greg Kelly Show.
Ba-na-na. 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 Chad Wolf, former acting DHS secretary. I actually think that name Chad is very, very cool. We got Chad Lopez. He runs the show here, the president of WABC. And I asked him once, is it short for Chadwick? It depends. Some people, it's short for Chadwick. Other people, it's just Chad. This guy, I think, is just Chad. Other people do Chadwick. If I were named that, I'd want it just Chad. You don't want anybody calling you Chadwick. That's something that people hate. Sometimes the middle name or using their proper first name, it drives people crazy. You know who I'm thinking of? George Herbert Walker Bush. You know what he hated? People calling him Herbert. I mean, there's something about that name Herbert that's, I don't know what it is, but it's a little bit funny. It's a little bit old-fashioned. And when he was in grade school, when he was in prep school, when he was in boarding school, when he was in college, when he was in the Navy, when he was in politics, if anybody ever wanted to get under George Herbert Walker Bush's skin, they'd call him Herbert because it suggested, I don't know, rich kid, nerdy, whatever, all right? I don't know. It to each his own. And it's the same for Barack Hussein Obama, all right? Nothing personal, not saying anything, but it is a little bit unusual, right? I mean, let's face it. There are some characters out there in history named Hussein that we don't like. One of them, Saddam Hussein. So when your name is Hussein and there's a great big world madman with the same name, you may get a little shade. All right, Barack Hussein Obama, and that's not racist, that's not ethnocentric, that is, he is the same name as a notorious dictator in Iraq, who's dead now, by the way. Hey, his grandchildren, though, Saddam Hussein's grandchildren, they're living the life. I'm following one of them on Instagram, Uday's son. Remember Uday and Kusay? Those guys, oh, man, they were... I mean, they make Hunter Biden look like the Pope. These guys were just bloodthirsty ghouls. You know, for all the weird stuff that Hunter Biden has done, he hasn't killed anybody, okay? Right? Okay. He should be held accountable, of course. Hey, the other thing is this. The other thing is this. That's very important. The lies that are happening, that you're being bombarded with, this is much bigger than fake news. This is much bigger than bias in the coverage. This is an information warfare campaign that has been underway for almost 10 years now against the American people. Absolutely. And the intelligence community, yes, the men and women of the intelligence community, the men and women, many of them, of federal law enforcement, FBI, have been involved in this, and it is sophisticated. It is advanced. You know, I was watching the debate the other day, just for the hell of it, the town hall debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in 2016. And you know what she was going on and on about? The intelligence community warning about Russia, the intelligence community warning about Donald Trump's ties, the intelligence community, the same thing. And the intelligence community, they're still at it. And the FBI still at it. Now, America is not its institutions. You know, I keep hearing about Donald Trump is undermining confidence in our institutions. Where can you find the FBI in the Constitution? Can you find the Central Intelligence Agency in the Constitution? You know, institutions come and go. With the stroke of a pen, we can eradicate the FBI because it needs to be eradicated. It is so totally corrupt. And I'm actually questioning some of the men and women in law enforcement, actually. to sign up to be in the FBI at this point, after Strzok and Page and the wokeness and Comey and throwing elections and that J. Edgar Hoover operation they pulled on Donald Trump, you want to be a part of that stuff? I certainly don't. But anyway, the effort to deceive all of us, and quite frankly, the tip of the iceberg is the media, and it's often the most easy to cite and to point to, and I do plenty of it. And quite frankly, well, here is a very good example of it. Let's see here. You know, Donald Trump has every right to be skeptical and suspicious of these, not only suspicious, totally outraged about these phony cases that are being waged against him. And who's going to stick up for him? The media? No. Federal prosecutors? No. Law enforcement? Not really. I mean, the rank and file are rooting for him, but they can't really do anything about it. The people. But what can we do? What the hell can we really do? I mean, we support the rule of law, but what do we do when the rule of law is so biased and corrupt? I'll get back to that. But in the short term, what they will do, because the only thing he really can rely on is his own voice, is his own social media, and he says things about the judge that are true, like the judge has a daughter who is posting crazy things about Donald Trump online. That's wrong. Like the judge's daughter is 34 years old, is involved with a professional political firm that does all kinds of work for Adam Schiff. That's true. That Judge Mershon himself has given money to Democrats. That's true. And he can point this out. And this is still America. But listen to how they say, or listen to how they characterize what he said. Cut 20.
Trump's words are clearly intended to intimidate, threaten, and incite violence against the people he names in the words coming out of his mouth.
Trump made threats against the judge and his daughter.
Running off his mouth and threatening a family member of a judge or a clerk of a judge or a judge himself.
Trump is doing what he always does, making threats, calling out his so-called enemies and their loved ones.
The thing about it is, they are lying in a very raw way, and they're kind of counting on nobody checking any of this stuff. You can go through everything that Donald Trump has said or written since all this stuff started. He's never threatened these people. He's not threatened them. A threat is against the law. You're not allowed to do that. If the judge does something else, I will come down and punch him in the nose. He doesn't say that. And that would be problematic. He criticizes them. That's constitutionally protected free speech. It is. But I think the most egregious thing that happens, the left does this and they get away with it. And even before, you know, people show up on television to support Trump, they can't handle it. They can't handle it. So Kristen Welker, the worst of the fake news ever, the queen of the fake news these days, she did this. She does the same thing. Cut 21.
All right. Let me ask you this week, GOP presumptive nominee Donald Trump shared a video of an image of President Biden bound and restrained in the back of a pickup truck. The Biden campaign responded and said that Trump is, quote, regularly inciting political violence. The former president also attacked the daughter of the judge overseeing his hush money trial in New York. Given that you have endorsed Donald Trump, do you also endorse this threatening rhetoric, Congressman?
I don't support the rhetoric. By the way, we see rhetoric on both sides. I'm the target of a lot of rhetoric on both sides. And I would want us to raise the bar of civility and how we treat the other side of the aisle, for sure. Now, I don't think he was inciting violence, but it is representative of the political dialogue we have today. And I see it firsthand. I get the same treatment from the left and the right now. Our country's better than this. We're the strongest country in the world. And we're the best country to live in. But we're not going to remain that way if we treat our opponents in this way. And so that's the first thing I want to raise. We got to be a lot better in how we dialogue with the opposition. But secondly, when it comes to this election, we don't need that. The issues are on our side. In our district, the number one issue, the number two issue, the number three issue is the border.
Yeah.
And we should be focusing on these issues and quality of life, and we will win.
All right. And also, he goes on to talk about, do me a favor, from last night, that we're Iowa nice and we should have civility. You know, this woman just wrongly and falsely accused President Trump of threatening people. He did not do that. And this congressman, well, I wouldn't say anything like that. And I think we should be civil. And I think we're better than this. He should have said, you, Kristen Welker, are lying. That's not what happened. That's not what President Trump said. And we allowed for that for a little bit. I guess he did for a little bit. But we have to be forceful. We have to be direct. You're making a lot of gestures back there. Are you? Do you want my attention? What's up? Do you have the real clip now? Okay, let's hear that one.
All right, let me ask you this week, GOP.
No, we already heard that one. I want to hear Congressman Bacon. Congressman Don the Rhino Bacon. Keep going. Try it again.
Congressman, let me just follow up with you. You say he's not inciting political violence, but he has made threatening statements about the daughter of this judge. Is that appropriate? Is it appropriate to be going after judges and their family members?
I'll just say it this way. That's not how I talk.
There you go.
I'll lead by example on this. I think in my debates with my opponents, I focus on the issues, and that's how we win. And I think in Nebraska and the Midwest, we don't like the nastiness. You know, we have a phrase here, Nebraska nice. It's real. So
I hope not. I hope Nebraska is not that lame. Nebraska nice. It's the same thing that Kim Reynolds said about Iowa. Iowa nice. Has anybody other than a career politician ever uttered that phrase, Nebraska nice? He's not picking on an 8-year-old girl. It's a 34-year-old adult woman who is posting vile stuff on social media and beyond about Donald Trump. What the hell is the guy supposed to do? All right? You're allowed to. And don't take it from them. They're lying to your face. And you know what liars basically are saying about themselves? They have no respect for you. They have absolutely no respect for you. So they don't deserve our respect in return. Ruth in Manhattan, hello.
I want to talk about something in the Bible. First of all, I'm different than the rest of my friends. I'm a naturalized citizen.
Where from?
My parents were from Poland, but we were living in a German DP camp in Heidenheim, Germany for 4 years while we waited for a legal visa to come here.
What's a DP camp?
Displaced persons camp.
What year was that?
We came here in 1949. My parents had survived the Holocaust.
Wow.
But my mother was the only one. Her entire family was wiped out, including her first husband, my brother's father. She was the only one that was left alive of everyone.
All right. Thank you. So, tell us what you want to tell us, please.
Yeah. I was raised in an Orthodox home, and the Bible was very important. I studied Bible 8 years, 7 days a week, during the week and on the weekend with my dad. And Exodus 20, sentence 5, says, the sins of the parents will be paid even to the third and fourth generation. So your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren, God's hold responsible. And when you think in the time of Moses and Egypt, God didn't punish Pharaoh for breaking his promise to release the Jews. He didn't punish the ministers or the Egyptians. He punished their children. Their children all died the night before they were supposed to leave again. They marked the doors with blood for the Jewish families, and the Egyptian children died. I relate, and right now, terrorists are attacking concerts where a lot of children are going. Even in the schools, they're attacking young children. I correlate that with Joe Biden, for whom I have zero respect. His daughter's dead. His son is dead. His wife is dead. I think he's going to pay a very big price. I don't consider the people who vote for him as stupid. They're ill-informed. They don't listen to any conservative opinions. I had once asked a friend if she ever listened to Rush Limbaugh or any other conservative, and she said, what do I have to listen to that for? I said, well, my parents taught me I have to know as much about the person I'm not voting for as I do about the person that I'm voting for, so I know why I'm not voting for them. They don't listen to conservative radio. They only listen to people with whom they already agree.
All right, Ruth, this is some heavy stuff. Heavy, heavy, heavy stuff about the wife and the daughter, too. I want to pick it up, though, okay? You're a very thoughtful person, and I want to pick this conversation up. Will you stay with me for a little bit?
Absolutely.
All right. Very kind of you. Put her on hold. In the meantime, it is time to go to break. I already told you about my diet tips. No salad dressing, only vegetables and protein, and no soda, and no alcohol, just water and coffee. And I am feeling like $1 billion. Make that $100 billion. I can't recommend this stuff enough. And drinking from the Bible every day. Be right back.
Greg Kelly.
If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month. Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This could be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276. Or Elevate Wellness Group.
This is the Greg Kelly Show.
Try that, okay? Oh, man, that creepy Pete Buttigieg is on TV again. The mayor of South Bend, Indiana, famous for being gay. All right. That's why he's the transportation secretary. That's why he's making billion-dollar decisions about the bridge, about the airline industry. Not because he was a good mayor, not because he knows anything about transportation, that he's gay. That's all there is to it. Literally all there is to it. And it makes total sense now. Hey, did you know April is now Gay-pril? G-A-P-R-I-L. Gay-pril. This is in addition to Gay Pride Month, which is the month after next, June, right? June. June's Gay Pride Month. June or July. Whatever. It's going to be gay year pretty soon. Gay-pril is a thing that John Jay College is doing. We call it the John Jay College of Criminal Knowledge. Rutgers is doing it. Ohio State is doing it. It is a national thing to celebrate LGBT queer all over again. I mean, I'm sorry, but if you are LGBT queer, I got to bring James Flippin in for this. Is there, no, I don't want to bring him in right now, but is there anything else you guys like to talk about other than those things? All right. I mean, believe it or not, straight men find other topics interesting rather than, imagine if all you did was talk about hooking up and, I don't know. Where were we? Ruth, I want to pick that up. Now, Ruth, I got to say one thing. I like where you're amazing and you've done so much. You know, it is a little bit harsh and we don't know. And that we can't say Joe Biden's, the God's taking revenge on him because of that accident in 1972.
I mean, I don't know if we call it revenge.
Well, whatever revenge or punishing the children for the sins of the father and the sins of the ancestor. That's what we saw that in the Bible. I've seen that. I've thought about it. I've wondered about it. But, there's the music. Ruth, I am going to let you finish your thought, okay? So do me a favor, bear with me, bear with the music. We'll be right back for this amazing woman who's been through so much and seen so much. And, I'm going to be on a special show tonight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Greg Kelly Show.
Now, this is a little bit eyebrow-raising. I am surprised I never heard this before. Arguably, it's not newsworthy. Arguably. But I'm going to argue that it's eyebrow-raising. I don't like to say eyebrow-raising. It's a little bit weird. It's a little bit, things that make you go, what? Judge Juan Merchan was not born in America. He was born in Bogota, Colombia. He was not born an American citizen. And neither was Judge Chutkin. She was born in Kingston, Jamaica, and was not an American citizen when she was born. Now, the first answer is, the first observation, and it's a serious observation, what difference does it make? And my first, what I want to say is none, zero. And in a way, none, zero is the answer. Look, one of the beautiful things, I think, is American citizenship and the people who come from far away and come here and do what they have to do to become an American citizen legally, and they take that citizenship oath. And they swear to uphold and defend, and even they have to swear to join the military if need be. Even the women, a lot of people born here don't have to do that. Now, I am going to say there's a but here. There is a but. You know, you cannot have been born not a citizen and become president of the United States. That's in the Constitution. You have to be born in the United States, a naturalized citizen. You can't be born in another country and be a citizen of another country and then obtain citizenship later and become president. It's in the Constitution. Is the Constitution ethnocentric? I don't think so. I can live with that. We've lived with it for a long time. It is a little bit unusual and a little bit, maybe eyebrow raising is the right word. And I think, I'm sure Juan Merchan, whatever. Yeah, you're a citizen. Great. But that he's in this position right now, overseeing this trial that starts April 15th, he will have the ability, conceivably, to put Donald Trump in jail if found guilty. That would have a slight impact on the upcoming election, don't you think? It's weird. It's a little bit, is it a coincidence? I don't know. I do know this. They had to go find bottom-of-the-barrel judges to wage these cases against Trump. Okay? The one that snuck through is Judge Cannon in Florida. She sees this for what it is. You can see in her rulings and the motions and her reactions. She's like, are you guys crazy? There's no justification for this. In so many words, that's what she's saying. And that's one of the reasons why the left hates her and they're attacking her all the time. And the only time a judge in this whole kind of Trump lawfare thing has been genuinely threatened, it was her. It was her. And somebody got arrested. I don't think I'm being too nitpicky. I don't think I'm being prejudiced. I think Diego, what do you think? You were born in Mexico. You think I'm being all nasty about this one?
It's different because he's not running. The judge isn't running to be president. He's just working a case, right?
He's just working a case. Just a guy doing a job. That's all he's doing. He's just doing a job. Right. This is just another all in a day's work. Again, if this judge sentences this man to prison, I will say that that's going to have an unprecedented, who the hell knows what kind of impact on the presidency, on the election. And our founding fathers, for whatever reason, said that those people who seek the presidency must be born in this country, must be born naturalized citizens. Now, they have to be citizens. What's his name? McCain was born in Panama, but his parents were both citizens, and I think he was born on a military base. I don't know. I don't mean to be all, I don't know. Ruth, you're a wise woman. What do you think? We'll get to the whole Exodus thing, but you know what I'm saying here?
Important for your health. There's a book that's 107 pages called Fit or Fat. You will never have to be concerned about dieting if you
all
read
right.
it.
It's off topic, but okay. All right. So listen, Ruth, okay, I just want to finish this thing about Biden and the first car accident in 1972. You know, we don't know what the hell happened. You know, I mean, look, tragedy happens to good people all the time. I don't know what the heck, you know, maybe Joe was young and innocent back then himself. I feel a little uncomfortable. I know it works that way in the Bible, though. It says it out loud. And I also know it can work, you know, when our ancestors do great things, that the children can be blessed. I know I've been blessed for things that my parents have done, the good acts that they did before I was born, their parents, my in-laws. There are great things that my in-laws did, and I'm blessed for that. I know that. And I know it can work the other way around, but I just hate to, I don't want to go there on Joe, even though he is a vile, depraved man. All right, Ruth, take it away.
I don't look at it as revenge. God has put us on cruise control. God knows in advance what we're going to do and how we're going to react. I believe he makes miracles every day. God just leaves us to our own defenses. If we don't want to listen to the commandments, God stops intervening. So I don't look at it as revenge. I look at it as God could have insinuated himself in that and made a miracle, and he chose not to.
All right, I know, Ruth, but this is the thing, all right? I mean, then you say every time a four-year-old child dies, and it happens in life, that the parents must have done something wrong or a grandparent.
No.
I mean, we can't go there. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I mean, it would be wrong, and this is Charles Stanley makes this observation, it would be wrong to leap to those kinds of assumptions. The Lord, as you know, works in mysterious ways, okay? So do we agree?
Yes, we do.
All right, good. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, you're an amazing, thoughtful woman. I appreciate it. You bet. Thank you very much. We are expecting, oh gosh, Joe Biden, stop. Oh, good. It's a great big Trump rally that we're waiting for. That should be, yeah, it's going to start in a little while. I was going to talk about the border. Boy, oh boy, those poor people in the water. The poor people in the water. There they are in the Rio Grande, right there. There's no way he can win. There's no way he can win with this stuff going on unless he cheats. That's how I feel right now. Trump has to win this thing by 15 million votes. 15 million. Are they just going to try Russia again? Is that what they're going to do? I don't know. I think they're going to get a little bit more advanced. Hey, did we get that crazy judge, the district judge, Jaraffe, on the phone? He thinks that the firefighters are racist because they were booing Letitia James. And I'm going to show you later on in a video that I'm going to create a million. I'm going to send this right to you, Judge. A million different politicians, all white, being booed and heckled and just all kinds of horrible things. Not horrible things. This is what happens when you show up. This is what happens when you're in public life, especially in New York. This weird judge. Oh, I know what I did. I was talking to him once at a cocktail party, him and his wife. And I said, somehow the Central Park Five came up. And I said, you know, those guys did it, right? The wife almost fainted. they were so appalled. How can you say anything like that? Oh, my God. And you know what you do? It's kind of like when I had the debate about NATO. I said, tell me five countries in NATO, if you could. I said, well, you keep talking about the Central Park Five, the Central Park Five. Who were the Central Park Five? Names, please. Yusuf Hawkins. No, that's wrong. That's another case you're talking about. Shut up. And they walk away. Nobody knows the names except me. Corey Wise, Raymond Santana, Kevin Richardson, Antron McRae, and the guy who went into the city council. Nate in the Bronx. The Bronx, hello. Never mind, Nate. You got to be quicker. Nestor. Is his name Nestor? Nestor?
Nestor, how are you?
Good.
How you doing, Greg?
All right. What's up?
First of all, thanks. Thanks for everything that you are doing and what you are saying, and your conversation with Ruth was fantastic. I just called to add to one of the things you were sharing last week about David and Bathsheba and how he committed adultery and then had her husband killed. The name of her husband, Bathsheba.
I got it wrong. Was it Uriah?
Uriah.
Yeah. Okay, good. I got it right.
If you look if you study that in the original Hebrew, the word or the name Uriah means God sees you. Literally, that's the translation. So when David sent Uriah out there to be murdered, he was saying to David, I see you. I see what you're doing. But the forgiveness would come. Bathsheba gave birth to the wisest man that ever lived, which was Solomon, and the richest man that ever lived financially. He was so rich that piles of silver were thrown out in the outskirts of the cities because all he could contain was all the gold and the wisdom that God had given him. So, yeah, we're going to mess up, no doubt. But then there's forgiveness. And that's God's choice. We don't make those decisions. But I wanted to add to your excitement about forgiveness that when Uriah was out there, God was saying to David, I see you. I see what you're doing. And eventually the prophet, he would have to say, I'm sorry, and beg for forgiveness and cry and lose the first child that Bathsheba gave birth to was taken away. He didn't live, but then Solomon would come. Greg, you're wonderful. I love you. I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate the fire you have, and you, like Donald Trump, you're not letting anyone stop you either, and I appreciate that. I listen to you. I record you every day, and I listen to you almost every day, and I appreciate what you're doing for us.
Wow.
You're a voice to us.
Wonderful. Nestor, thank you so much. Such an honor. Thank you for the kind words. Really, really. Hey, and Nestor is a beautiful name, by the way. Interesting name, and I've heard it before.
If you look that up, it's an amazing name, too. And my father gave it to me. I didn't pick it. So thank you so much.
Yeah, well, since you know all about these names, and I'm really blown away by your knowledge, and thank you for that. What is the shorthand on Nestor?
Nestor is, in Greek mythology, he is the wisest that ever lived in Greek mythology. And wisdom, knowledge, understanding, just plethora of things that I was blessed with when you say my name. And thanks for asking.
You got it. Thank you, Nestor. Thank you for your kind words. Wow. Good stuff. I do feel like I'm onto something. I really do. And I haven't felt this way ever in my life. You know what I mean? I was lost and bumping into walls, literally and figuratively. And now I feel like I see everything, almost like that guy in the Matrix when you can kind of see stuff. And I think it's a we all can do it. We all can do it. Get rid of the junk and embrace the Lord and hang on for the ride of your life because it's wild and fun. Not what they say. Not what they say about getting closer to God. It's and look again. Now I sound like I'm boasting. I don't want to boast, but I've been down and out and all kinds of terrible. But this really, literally, it's life saving and soul saving. All right. The other thing is I got to take a break, and then we're gonna check in with one of our favorites, Barbara. And also James Flippin to see if he threw away that pink jacket yet. It really was hideous. Be right back.
Greg Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
is the Greg Kelly Show.
All right, this just in. That judge I can't stand, the federal judge, his name is pronounced Garofas. Garofas. District Judge Garofas. They're all losing their minds. You know, it's one thing for these guys to keep their political bias to themselves, to have political bias, but they generally tried to keep it to themselves. This guy and Judge Walton piping off about MAGA, saying awful false things about President Trump. And this guy, again, this is New York, and we're allowed to boo public officials, especially when it's that disgusting pervert, Letitia James. We all know what she did, right? Hauling Trump into court. She knows nothing about real estate. She's totally wrong. Basically conspiring and colluding with Justice Engoron. And if the firefighters want to bust her chops, God bless those firefighters, okay?
I'd like to introduce our next speaker, Attorney General Letitia James.
Oh, come on, we're in a house of God. First, simmer down. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for getting it out of your system. I want to thank Commissioner Kavanaugh and Chief Hodgins.
Trump. Isn't that awesome? It's totally awesome. This Judge Garofas, you have some nerve. You know, you're labeling all of those guys racist? He is. In emotion. He wants to see. He said that wasn't over politics. It was over race. You must be. Man, oh, man, oh, man. What the hell has happened to that guy? I am told that he used to be normal. You know, it has nothing to do with Letitia being black. It has to do with the fact that she waged a phony case against Donald Trump. And for me, a little extra thrown in that she's a pervert and hangs around with drag queens and children. I know that sounds a little bit extreme. We got to bring that word back, pervert. We got to bring it back and apply it when we see it. This is perverted stuff with children. Are you insane? This is the kind of thing that the attorney general would put you in jail for. And this is what gets her elected. David in Brooklyn, what?
Hey, Greg, how are you? Great. I love your show. Now, you were talking about the judge that was born outside of the United States. I tell you the truth, I'm a Trump supporter. I love Trump. I don't like what they're doing to him, and I don't like what these judges are doing to him. I just think you're trying to pick a bone with something that anybody who is born out of the United States, as long as they're a legal citizen, is able to vote. If you're able to vote, you could put in or take out a president.
Look, I'm open-minded on this. I am. I know I was pretty, I will still say it's a little bit weird given that, it's a little bit eyebrow raising. It just is. I'm being honest with you and I respect what you're saying, but since to be a president, you have to be born in this country as a citizen and these judges are in a position they should not be in that they single-handedly could eliminate him. Single-handedly, pal. You know, single-handedly, not with 5 million other people, just by themselves. I don't know, David. I don't know if I trust that. To be honest, I'm still working it out. I appreciate your call, okay? But I'm still working it out. Okay. All right?
Great show. Love every minute.
Thank you, pal. Thank you. All right, we got to wrap things up with Barbara. Hello.
Hi, Greg. You're talking about some of the bottom of the barrel people like Letitia James and this judge who have positions that they have no intelligence to possess those positions or to exercise their power. And Plato would have something to say about that. He would say, aha, I told you so, because Plato said one of the penalties for refusing to participate in politics, which, by the way, too many of us do, one of the penalties is that you end up being governed by your inferiors.
Plato said that,
yes. And that's what we're seeing everywhere in our country. I know you pointed out all the time that these people are wrong with what they're doing. They're basically stupid, and they have tremendous power to do tremendous damage. And it's because for too long, we Americans forgot that freedom is not free, that each of us, as Edmund Burke said, and as you just quoted, each of us must do something, even if it's only something small, because otherwise we end up being governed by our inferiors.
Wow. Plato. Imagine that. You know it all, Barbara. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're gonna check that out. I love it. I love it. James Flippin, you're still wearing that pink jacket.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on.
I told you to go home and change.
This is in honor of Gabriel.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
I didn't even know that Gabriel was a thing, to be honest.
Well, they're trying
to
make it a thing. Gabriel, I mean, you got to admit, we already have Gay Pride Month. They want to make April Gabriel. The LGBT queer community is out of control, and I want you to talk to your friends.
I'll talk to them.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.